Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Ephesians 6 and verse 6, we read, "As slaves of Christ, do the will of God with all your heart." This is the second in a series about God's will, using an acrostic of the word shape, S-H-A-P-E. The letter H represents your heart. What do you have a heart for or feel passionate about? As a Jew, Paul was passionate about reaching the Jewish people. In Romans 10, 1-4, he said, "The longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved. I know what enthusiasm they have for God, but it's misdirected zeal, for they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. For Christ has already accomplished the purpose for which the law was given. As a result, all who believe in him are made right with God." Now you might say, does that mean that I must be in ministry to know and do God's will? No. Nelson Mandela was so passionate about freeing his people from the evils of apartheid that he was willing to spend 27 years in prison to bring it about. When your heart begins to break, ask, "What can I do to change the situation?" You might be discovering God's will for you. The people who made this world a better place all asked that question. Thomas Edison answered it by giving the world the first incandescent light. Henry Ford answered it by giving the world a car. First, Nehemiah wept over the ruins of Jerusalem, and then he rebuilt its walls. What moves you? What's in your heart? In answering that question, you may discover God's will for your life. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.